I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. Wisconsin's presidential primary and spring elections will be held next Tuesday, April 7th. There are two candidates vying for a 10-year term on the state Supreme Court. Conservative incumbent Daniel Kelly faces a challenge from Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky, who is supported by Democrats. Although the position is officially nonpartisan, the court currently has a 5-2 conservative majority. Democrats are hoping to narrow that lead to 4-3 if Karofsky wins. I spoke with both candidates, and we are airing both interviews this morning. In this segment, we hear from incumbent Daniel Kelly. He was appointed to the bench by then-Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2016. I asked Kelly how the coronavirus has changed his approach to campaigning.
It's actually changed it pretty significantly. You know, a couple of weeks ago, our calendar was full of events and folks to talk with between now and the election, and now it's pretty much empty. Everything has moved online. And so we're trying to figure out how we can best reach the people of Wisconsin without actually being able to go out and actually meet with them, talk with them. So it's pretty much an online effort at this point. So we're doing this through social media, through phone calls, virtual town halls, and always looking for new ways that we can spread our message of constitutional faithfulness all across the state. But it's every day seems like it's a new day. We want to make sure that our volunteers are not putting themselves at risk, and we want to make sure that people in Wisconsin are not putting at risk through the campaign's efforts. And so we are taking every precaution we can, but still looking for new and innovative ways to get our message of constitutional faithfulness all over the state.
Is it hard to get people to pay attention to this race when coronavirus is getting so much attention?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've taken a look at the news sites, as I'm sure most everyone else has too, and everything is all about coronavirus. You know, it seems to be filling the airwaves. It's all over the websites. And so, you know, that is a matter of obviously immediate concern to everyone in the state and really around the world. So that's understandably taking up their attention. But we do have an election coming up, and we need to make sure that folks take a little bit of time to consider who they want on their Supreme Court for the next 10 years. So it's a pretty significant decision to make. And I'm confident, though, that our fellow Wisconsinites will turn to this and put in the thought and the effort necessary to make a good and intelligent choice. I have no doubt that they're going to be able to do that.
What issues are you talking about with voters?
Yeah, it's really about the proper understanding of the relationship between the people of Wisconsin and the governments that they create and maintain. So my understanding is that all of the authority to create and maintain governments belongs to the people of Wisconsin. They don't give it away. They don't sell it. They don't alienate it in any way. And yet, I exercise some of their authority on their behalf. And that's because they've loaned it to me. Right? So they created their constitution, and in that constitution, they have loaned some of their native authority to me to exercise on their behalf. And so we talk about what the nature of that authority is and how that gets exercised in deciding the cases that come before us.
What got you interested in the law in the first place?
Well, that was way back when I was in seventh grade. I knew way back then that I wanted to be a lawyer. And I think there's really there's two parts to that. One was I was one of seven children. And if you know anything about big families, you know, there's always the concern that you be treated equally. And I learned as I was growing up that having clear rules about how you treat each other was very helpful in that. And so I just learned that as a natural part of being part of a large family. But I also got it from my folks. So as I watched the way they conducted themselves, how they interacted with society, I saw in them a deep commitment to justice.
Incumbent Justice Daniel Kelly is running for a 10-year term on the state Supreme Court. We'll hear from his opponent, Jill Karofsky, later this morning, plus longer interviews with both of them on Lake Effect. Marty Michelson, Milwaukee's NPR.